Seamus, The Case of the Thieves and Brigands, Part 7, Colombian Dark Roast and Chicory, is based on the book The Great Taxi Cab Robbery by James H. Collins.
I got word that an employee at the Fru Fru coffee shop that shares the alley Wings got jumped in may have seen the attack. I head to the door and hope nobody I know sees me in there. This place smells like a French bakery and entitled hipsters. I don't get these places. A macchiato, Giulietta, frappa, this ain't coffee. Overpriced, too. They don't even sell donuts. How are you going to call yourself a coffee shop with no donuts? And just to add to the cool kid ambiance, here is your typical bored-looking goof with a fancy title wondering if you're cool enough to even order anything.
Welcome to the Lay Cafe. How can I help you?
How's it going? My name is Hunter James. I'm thinking about renting an office here. I'm concerned about the carjacking that happened in the alley out back. I understand an employee here may have seen something. Kid's name tag read Tyler. What kind of name is that? Surfer-looking punk with a mop of bleach blonde hair, a failed attempt at a goatee, and a mug of stinky tea in his hand.
I can't have conversations with people unless they're customers, dude. Company rules.
Did this little punk just call me dude? I'd like to punch you in the face, Tyler, and I don't even know you, dude. Fine. I'll take a large black coffee.
We don't have large.
What?
We have the Caro, the Draga, or the Trace Chair.
What's the difference?
Caro is small, the Draga is medium, and the Trace Chair is large.
Wouldn't it be easier just to call them small, medium, and large? Trace Chair means very expensive, not large.
The irony is not lost on me, my man. I just work here, and that's outside my pay grade. What can I get ya?
Can I get the very expensive, a Trace Chair of plain black coffee? Do you have plain black coffee?
We got a Colombian dark roast with chicory that I think you might dig.
I dig your grave, you smart little... Yeah, that's fine.
One Neanderthal, and make it a Trace Chair.
Neanderthal? Who are you yelling at? Someone else working with you?
Nah, dude. Habit. That'll be $6.75.
$6.75 for a cup of coffee?
Again, outside my pay grade.
Well, at least it lives up to its name.
2 seconds, my dude. Here you go. Have a nice day, and thanks for coming to the Lay Cafe.
Can you answer my questions now?
Oh, yeah, right. Who are you again?
Hunter James. I was asking about the carjacking that happened in the alley. There was an employee here who might have seen something.
Yeah, that was Rachel. She was supposed to be taking out the trash, but I know she was back there smoking.
I was back there before. I didn't see any cigarette butts.
Who said anything about cigarettes, my man? She was partaking of an herbal refreshment. Get me?
I gotcha. This Rachel saw something?
She said she did. She came back in all freaked out. Went home early, too. I got stuck covering her shift. Lucky.
When will Rachel be back in?
I can't give out schedules of other employees, dude. You might be like her crazy stalker ex, or a creeper, or something.
Don't hit him, Hunter, old boy. You can't afford the jail time right now. What about the manager? You got one of those here?
Next manager is scheduled to be here in an hour or so. You can talk to her when she gets in.
What's the manager's name?
Rachel. She's the manager.
I thought you couldn't give out the employee schedule.
I can't, but I can tell you when the manager will be here.
I decided that I really didn't like Tyler very well. Yeah, thanks, kid.
Have a nice day, dude.
Stay calm. Drink your flavored fancy-named coffee and kill an hour. That's pretty good. I don't know what the hell chicory is, but I'm going to have to find a way to smuggle it into the coffee at Joey's. I usually avoid coffee shops like the plague. I hope I wasn't spotted. Wouldn't want to ruin my stellar reputation. I decide to check on the boys at the roofing company. The receptionist said they were out on a job earlier. Maybe they're back. I've got time to kill. Turning down the alley, I can see the garage doors are up at the roofing place. Somebody's home. I scan the buildings, looking for the cameras Wings had mentioned. Debris, flyers, more flyers. Nothing new. Finally, I spot the cameras on the eaves of the roofing company. They are the same color as the building and tucked up high. They are well hidden. Would you look at that, hiding in plain sight and with an eagle-eye view of the alley. Passing by the door belonging to the coffee shop, I can see how close it is to where the carjacking happened. If the coffee shop manager was out here when it happened, she definitely saw something. I head straight for the open garage doors of the roofing company. I can see a few guys in matching blue jumpsuits milling around. When I reach the building, a walking slab of meat steps out. The big guy had a flat nose, cauliflower ears, and Artemis stitched on the front of his jumpsuit. Hi, I'm Hunter James, and I'd like to...
Gotta go around front.
Yeah, I already talked to the young lady up front.
All sales go up front.
This guy's attitude was as big as he was. Now, I'm not looking to buy a roof. I'm thinking about opening an office in this mall, and I'm a little worried about the carjacking that happened in the alley recently.
Wasn't me.
I'm not insinuating that, Mr. Artemis.
Yeah, that's my name. What of it?
Hey, Artie. What's going on?
Some guy with prissy coffee asking questions, Mr. Dover.
Why don't you make sure the load for tomorrow's job is secured, okay? I got this.
The big lug glances at me one more time and turns to disappear into the garage. Something tickles at the back of my brain. There was something familiar about him. But before I could think hard about it, Mr. Dover was shoving his hand at me.
Don't mind, Artie. You'd be a grumpy guy, too, if you grew up with a name like Artemis. Hi, I'm Craig Dover, owner, operator, and roofer extraordinaire. What were you looking to do? Composite, metal, we do it all.
Now, this guy was slick. Tall, good-looking guy, charm oozing out of his pores. This man might be more dangerous than old Artie. Actually, Mr. Dover, my name is Hunter James. I was checking out the mall as a location for an office. I heard about the carjacking. Became a little concerned.
Looking to move in, huh? What kind of place are you looking to open?
No reason not to let him know what I do. I passed him my card.
Private eye, wow. You investigating the carjacking?
Nope. No client. This is just to ease my mind.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it, but I heard about that. A terrible thing. A real shame. I tell you, this neighborhood's going to hell.
Yeah, so I've been told. Did you or any of your employees see or hear anything?
Nah. Me and the boys were out on a job. Didn't know anything about it until we got back. Kimmy, the girl who works up front, was there, but she don't like coming back into the shop. Afraid she'll mess up her nails or something. You know how that goes.
Yeah. I noticed you had a few cameras up there. You think any of those might have recorded something?
Oh, no. None of those work. They're actually dummy cameras.
I glance up in time to see one of the cameras shift towards me. A tiny red light blinks.
Huh? They look real.
Don't they? I got a great deal on them. As you can see, this neighborhood isn't what it used to be. I put them up to defer nefarious types. I got a lot of expensive materials in the shop. You seem more interested in this than just checking out a site for an office.
Well, professional habit. Now, the cops got their investigation going, I'm sure. They don't get real happy when I start poking my nose in their business.
I'm sorry to hear that. I wouldn't recommend this area. Wish I could help you out, but like I said, we were on a job.
His face split into the smile of a snake oil salesman. I wasn't going to get anything out of this guy, and I knew he was lying. At least one of those cameras was working and eyeballing me. Thanks anyway, Mr. Dover. You got my card. If anything should come to your attention, will you let me know?
Absolutely, Mr. Hunter. Can't have dangerous criminals running free. You never know where they'll hit next.
Agreed. Thanks for your time. I skip the alley and head around the side where my car was parked to wait for the coffee shop manager. I settle into the seat, sipping my coffee, and I ponder. There was something suspicious about Craig Dover. Too slick, and why lie about the cameras? I know I saw that one move. Dummy cameras can be set up with lights and all, but those are very realistic. May have to get my hands dirty and get a closer look inside the roofing operation. There was something about that Artemis guy, too. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Something familiar. It was driving me nuts, like a half-remembered song lyric or an idea right at the tip of your tongue. Where did I know him from? More and more, it's looking like Mr. Pierce was the target, and Wings was collateral damage. The Uber driver, Mr. Thomas, might be involved. His story's sketchy enough. Or maybe he was just lucky enough not to be put into a coma. I need to get back to Mrs. Fisher so I can get that off my plate. I still need to dig up something for Casas. I haven't found much of anything there. Might be a wild goose chase. I don't know yet. I gotta remember to drop off the camera, too. Might be something salvageable. I also have to figure out what chicory is and how to get my hands on it. Deep in thought, I didn't notice the crew creeping up on me.
Thank you for listening to Seamus. If you like this episode of Seamus, please leave a review and tell your friends. Seamus, The Case of the Thieves and Brigands, Part 7, Colombian Dark Roast and Chicory, is based on the book The Great Taxi Cab Robbery by James H. Collins. Hunter James was played by Sheldon Bird. Tyler was played by Ian Horge. Artemis Crowley was played by David Doyon. Craig Dover was played by Nick Yamateo. I'm Leslie Woodruff. This episode of Seamus was written by Raven Wisdom and directed by Gene Phillips. Seamus is a New Meadows Media production, all rights reserved.